Please be advised, this episode contains strong language and violent, triggering situations that might not be appropriate for all listeners.
Okay, kiddos. Your mother and I'll be back late. Dinner's in the oven. Be in bed by 10. And when I get home, I want this place to be spick and span. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Do you have the ingredients?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
One spotted egg.
3 ink-capped mushrooms. A scoop of baba ganoush.
7 maggots from a white rat's carcass.
1 wing of bat.
How'd you get that?
That stoner guy at the zoo likes me.
He gave you a bat?
He thinks I'm cute.
And now we need the flesh of 3 loved ones. I got Grandpa's ashes, our dead goldfish, and Dad's beard trimmings from the sink.
Pour it in.
Mix it with puddle water.
Now what?
Now we drink it. Say the incantation.
Okay. Down the hatch.
God. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Vile spirit, we reject all that is good and righteous, and open our hearts to darkness. We summon thee from the deepest, foulest, most wretched pit, to weave us a tale unknown by mortal man. May your words burn onto our souls, O wicked bard, and may you ink thy pen in our blood. Tenebris dominum, bibe lacrimae nostre. Oogie woogie noogie, we call on Mr. Boogie. Oogie woogie noogie, we call on Mr. Boogie. Oogie woogie noogie, we call on Mr. Boogie.
Something's supposed to happen? Damn it! I knew you'd screw this up. How is it my fault?
The spell is the flesh of 3 loved ones. A pet goldfish doesn't count.
What was I supposed to do? Cut off Mom's ear?
Was it supposed to rain tonight?
I can't move.
Neither can I.
Remember, don't look him in the eyes.
Oh, look at what we have here. 2 flies who have beckoned the spider.
What's he doing? I think he's stabbing us.
Oh, yes. There it is. That nourishing aroma. Your fear filling up my nostrils, sweet, delicious fear. Oh, my little lambs, believe me when I tell you there is no finer smell.
Maybe this was a mistake.
Mr. Boogie, we command you to return from whence you came.
Go back to the pit, you foul beast.
No, there's no backing out now. I've traveled very far and I intend to feed. Have a seat. You have summoned me from the abyss to tell you a story, and my payment for this tale shall be your fear. For dread and terror is my favorite meal, and I am very hungry. I can tell so much by the smell of your fear. You're afraid of disappointing your parents. Can't stand letting them down. The guilt just eats away at you, grinding your innards to guacamole.
Yeah. Before Dad finds out we summoned you, we're in deep shit.
Well then, do I have a story for you? Our tale tonight involves a girl not unlike yourselves whose parents have left her feeling a little on edge. So prick up your ears and listen well. And please feel free to be very afraid. Babes, starring Justin McElroy, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. This week's tale, After the Beep.
Hi, it's Beck. Leave a message.
Hi, Beck. It's Mom. We'll be at the cabin in like 20 minutes. The weather really slowed us down here. And if your father had packed when I told him to, we might have gotten on the road sooner.
You tell me be on the road by 4. I'm ready at 4. I don't see the issue.
Ugh. Anyway, we'll be there soon. I was looking at the cameras, and the place is a wreck. Jesus Christ, John!
I gotta pull over. I can't see around the bend.
Just keep going before she has a connection. I'd like the cabin to be relaxing, and I can't do that if you destroy the place on some bender.
I can't see a damn thing out here. There's too much rain. It's slippery.
I
can't drive if I can't see the road.
I'm
over. I can't.
To save this message, press 1. To delete, press 7. Your message has been saved.
Beck, I know this message was comforting to you when you first lost them, but I think it's time to delete it.
Delete it? It's the last piece of them I have. The last time I heard their voices.
You're shaking. Keeping this voicemail is bringing you back to the day of their accident over and over again. It's not healthy.
I should have answered.
Why didn't you?
It's stupid.
We do not label our past actions or emotions.
We simply evaluate them and determine how to proceed, I know.
Let's try again. Why didn't you answer the phone?
I was angry. All my friends were off on their 3-day weekend without me, and then even my parents forgot about me. I just felt like a loser. Up in some shitty cabin, drunk all alone.
That's a valid feeling.
I just feel like it was my fault. Like if I hadn't trashed the place or if I had answered, I could have just...
No, Beck. What happened to them was an accident. Nothing you did or do is going to change that.
I guess.
All holding on to that message is doing is bringing you back to a dark place. And I think it's time you move into the light.
Okay.
Let's brainstorm some new ways to commemorate their memory. The recording might be a little morbid to put in a Build-A-Bear, but there's options. I'll start. You can make a t-shirt quilt from their old clothes.
I could put their pictures in a locket.
Great. Yes. Well, this is a great place to pick up next week. You'll delete the message?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Next week, I want to see someone who's ready for a fresh start.
I cleaned out their stuff. I'm renting the cabin to some skiers. I mean, that has to count for something, right?
Therapy does not operate on a point system, Rebecca.
Does that mean I'm not getting an A?
We are aiming for closure, and that voicemail is standing in your way. I really think it would do you some good.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks.
After a devastating shooting south of I-80, community members are holding a candlelight vigil to commemorate the life.
You have 0 new messages and 1 saved message. Saved message.
Hi, Beck. It's Mom. We'll be at the cabin in like 20 minutes. The weather...
To save this message, press 1. To delete, press 7. Your message has been deleted. There are no more messages.
Hey,
spam, likely. Just who I wanted to hear from.
You have one new message and no saved messages. New message.
Rebecca, I'm not gonna lie. I'm disappointed. Your father and I try to keep this place nice. We really do. You can come and go as you please, but we're not going to tolerate you leaving the cabin like garbage. Beer bottles everywhere, like a frat house, is disgusting. And we raised you better. Acting like a teenager is unacceptable at your age. Do you believe we always have to be for the red hair? Well, consider yourself high.
This isn't happening. This isn't real.
Hey, listeners, Justin McElroy here to tell you more about our partners at Talkspace. I'm all about entertainment and giving yourself a break when you need it, which is why Bad Vibes is the perfect momentary escape. Over the past year, our lives have been totally changed, and it's important now more than ever to take personal time, balance yourself, put your mental and emotional health first. Though it can be difficult at times to come up with the right strategy, Talkspace makes finding that balance easily accessible with timely and affordable therapy options. You can sign up online and begin your sessions the same day with an experienced, licensed therapist. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy and takes a fraction of the time. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. We know how hard it can be to take that first step, but as listeners of Bad Vibes, they're offering you $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code BADVIBES to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BADVIBES and Talkspace.com.
Good morning, Paul.
Didn't mean to scare you, Becky. Ready for a bright and early Monday morning meeting? T-minus 2 minutes.
Yep, can't wait.
Come on, I'll walk with you. Earliness is next to godliness.
I think that's cleanliness.
Yeah, I see it as sort of an equilateral triangle situation.
We going?
After you, m'lady. So, you have a good weekend? Do anything fun? Let your Friday night back out? Get wild and crazy?
If therapy counts as wild and crazy, sure.
Oop. Copy that.
Good morning, all. I know you're all in this situation, but I'm going
to be
out.
Shit.
Back.
Hmm?
Phones away, please. This meeting's only an hour, and we need to soak up every minute of it. Let's start this week off right, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. Let's just remember our...
You have one new message.
Come on, come
and
on.
One saved message. New message.
Beck, we're not mad.
I am bad.
Your mother has been scrubbing this place spotless, and we keep coming back to more and more garbage.
That's disrespectful.
Okay, I think it would mean a lot to her if you came and helped, or at least answered your phone. Okay, I love you, Bug. Talk soon.
It didn't do anything.
Message saved.
Yellow?
Hi, Drew, it's Beck.
Beck?
I own the cabin you're renting.
Oh, yeah, right. What's up?
Sorry. Could you guys just try and keep the place a little cleaner? The neighbors called, said they saw some trash, so I just wanted to make sure that...
Oh, dude, yeah, sorry. I thought a maid came with the place because everything just got cleaned up while we were asleep.
It did?
86 to Beer, man. Don't worry, we'll place the ship safe. Right, no problem.
Thanks.
Later.
So, were you able to do what we discussed?
I deleted the voicemail. Yeah.
Fantastic! How has that been for you these last few days?
It was hard at first, but I think it really helped. Thanks for making me do that.
Well, I can't make you do anything. You deleted it. You took that step. And I'm very proud.
Thanks.
Now we can think about ways to celebrate their memory rather than constantly being tethered back to the grieving stage. You can focus on healing. Let's see. Oh, we had the t-shirt quilt. Locket. You could make a scrapbook.
I'm sorry, I have to take this.
I understand that. Just know it will cut into your session time. I have another patient right after you.
Okay, well, if I got a word in edgewise during my sessions, maybe I care.
Well.
Hello? Hello?
Rebecca Jane Hyatt. You get your ass to this cabin now. I don't know what you're thinking. Leaving this place a disaster? Building a beer oven in the basement? Don't get smart. Ignoring my calls. Back on this call of crap. I want to get up here now.
Oh, no. This isn't real. You're not real.
You bet your ass it's real.
Barry, you're gone.
Do I sound gone?
Okay. I'm coming. Mom, it's really coming down. I can't see anything. I think I need to pull over.
More excuses. Back up. We've been driving for, 12 years?
Brave enough to get on the highway. You're 10.
Just focus. You're fine.
Okay. Ah! It's really misty. I can't see through the pass.
You've driven this pass 1,000 times.
Do not pull over.
Do not turn around. Do not collect $200. Keep going. It's not getting you out of this. Try.
Shit. Come on. Mom, are you still there?
Yeah.
I think so.
Got cut off earlier. My signal always gets weird going through that bin. Just checking to make sure.
Beck? That you?
Yeah, it's me. Mom.
Oh, Jesus, you're soaked. And now I'm soaked. Come on, let's get these wet clothes off.
Oh, boy, who's this foundling waif? You look like a drowned rat.
Thanks.
See, Buck? We told you. You'd be fine. It's just a little rain.
Yeah, just a little rain.
There are no more messages.
And so ends tonight's tale of Beck and her parents. She learned the hard way that if you can't let go of them, they won't let go of you. must be going. The darkness calls for me. But I hope we meet again.
Wait! Will you help us clean this place up?
Yeah. You kind of broke every window in our house.
I'm sorry. I'd rather leave before your father comes home. We all know he has a killer temper.
Wait! Please!
Ta-ta!
Where'd he go?
Kids?
It's Dad.
Hide!
What did you do?
Shall we meet again?
Bad Vibe stars Justin McElroy and is created and directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. After the Beep was written by Courtney Burness, stars Catherine Carlin as Denise. Britt Barron as Beck. Additional performances by Alexander Bedria, Benjamin Plasala, Tara Brennan, Peter Bernard Breitmeyer, Deb Hyatt, Peter D. Michael, Chris Grace, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, Tristan Bailey, Jim Kane, Joshua Burge. Executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Justin McElroy. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Produced by Tess Ryan. Production manager, Jack Friedman. Salt head of post-production, Liz LeMay. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Salt head of engineering, Jordan Galvin. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftring. Q-Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Edited by Noah Kowalski. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Will Digby. Mixed by Jordan Galvin. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Liam Hooper. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doering. Additional script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Bad Vibes is a Q-Code production.